Chapter 12. The 13th Question. 18 years of age, Mumbai. We have just finished the break. Prem Kumar glances at me and then smiles to the camera.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ram Mohammed Thomas, an 18-year-old waiter from Mumbai, has gone further than any other contestant on this show. But can he win 1 billion rupees?
Everyone is standing up and clapping now.
Okay, here is the last question. We all know that Mumtaz Mahal was the wife of Emperor Shah Jahan and that he built the Taj Mahal in her memory. But what was the name of Mumtaz Mahal's father? Your choices are A. Mirza Ali Quli Beg, B. Siraj Dullah, C. Asaf Jah, or D. Abdul Rahim Khan Kanan.
This last question is very important, so we'll have one last break so that you have time to think before you answer, Mr. Thomas. The studio sign changes to clap now, and Prem Kumar smiles at me.
I got you, didn't I? You won't know this one. Say goodbye to the money.
He laughs. I laugh back. Actually, I do know the answer to this question.
What?
The answer is Asaf Jah. I worked as a guide for 2 years at the Taj Mahal.
Prem Kumar is not laughing now. He is silent and looks very worried. He goes to the producer and they talk in the corner. They look at a large book. They talk some more. Finally, Prem Kumar returns and recording begins again.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. That last question wasn't the real question. We were just recording a practice question for a tea advertisement. We'll start again now.
I am shocked. The audience seems confused too. The music begins, and then Prem Kumar says again,
Ladies and gentlemen, Ram Mohammed Thomas, an 18-year-old waiter from Mumbai, has gone further than any other contestant on this show. If he answers this last question correctly, he will win 1 billion rupees. Here is question 12. What is the popular name of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 14? Is it A. Moonlight, B. Starlight, C. Sunlight, or D. Midnight?
Prem Kumar then announces the break as he did before. Then, after the cameras have stopped recording, he begins to walk off the stage. I stand up as well. I need to go to the toilet.
Then you'd better come with me, he says.
We are in the toilets now, and Prem Kumar is washing his hands and talking to me. He is laughing and telling me I have no chance of winning now. When he turns around, he finds me staring at him. I didn't come here to win money, I tell him. I came to take revenge.
Revenge? Revenge on whom?
He asks. On you, I say. I pull out a small revolver from my trouser pocket. It fits comfortably in my hand. I hold it tightly and point it at him. Prem Kumar looks terrified.
But we've never met before.
I saw you outside Neelima Kumari's flat about 5 years ago. It was early one morning, and you had just beaten her up and persuaded her to give you lots of money. But that wasn't enough for you. Then you attacked my lovely Nita.
Nita? I don't know anyone called Nita, he replied.
She's the girl who you treated badly and almost killed in Agra.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let me remind you, I say, angrily. 4 months ago, you stayed at the Palace Hotel in Agra. You tried to have sex with a girl there, but she refused you. You beat her up, broke bones and cut her, and you burned her with a cigarette, just as you did to Neelima Kumari.
That wasn't me, he says, trying to stay calm.
Yes, it was, I say, quietly. I raise my gun a little higher. I promised to take revenge on the person who had hurt Neeta so badly. But I didn't know how to find you. Then I saw an advertisement in a newspaper for this quiz, and it showed your face. That is why I'm here.
Listen, maybe I did hurt Neelima and that girl, but that is done now, Prem Kumar says.
How will shooting me change that?
If you shoot me, you won't get your money.
Drop the gun, and I promise I'll help you to win.
I'm not interested in the money, I tell him.
But if you shoot me, you'll be arrested and hanged.
You'll die too.
I don't care about that. I hold the gun tightly and take a step closer. His eyes are wide with fear. This is it. I have been waiting for this for the last 4 months. But I cannot do it. I cannot make myself shoot him.
Please, no, don't,
he begs.
I promise I'll tell you the answer to the last question. You'll be our biggest winner.
I try to feel anger. I remember all the things that have happened that have brought me to this point. I see the black cigarette burn marks on Neelima's body, the long cut on Neeta's cheek, her black eye. But instead of anger, I feel a terrible sadness, and instead of a hot, deadly piece of metal coming out of my gun, tears come out of my eyes. I lower the gun.
Thank you so much, says Prem Kumar.
In return, I'll tell you the answer to the last question. Anyway, you've already won fairly. You knew that Asaf Jah was the correct answer to that question.
For the first time, I think about the money. With 1 billion rupees, I could achieve many things. I could buy Neeta's freedom. I could make Salim's dream of becoming a film star come true. I could change the lives of orphans and street children like me. I could even buy myself an expensive sports car. I make my decision.
Okay. So what's the answer? I ask.
It is A.
Okay, I say. We leave the toilets and return to our seats. Prem Kumar looks nervous. I wonder whether he has told me the correct answer. Everyone claps when I sit down. The studio sign changes to silence.
Mr. Ram Mohammed Thomas, says Prem Kumar,
and then he repeats the question. Then he asks,
do you know the answer?
No.
The audience sounds shocked. The camera suddenly moves in closer on my face.
I'd like to use the special chance, I say.
Prem Kumar says something about half and half, and then the 4 answers appear on the screen. There is music and drums, and 2 of the incorrect answers are taken away. Only choices A and C stay on the screen.
Mr. Thomas, everything depends on this last decision, says Prem Kumar. You will win 1 billion rupees.
Or nothing.
What is your answer?
I take out my lucky 1 rupee coin. Heads, my answer will be A. Tails, it will be C, I say. The crowd cannot believe I am doing this. Prem Kumar looks surprised, but then smiles and nods his head. I throw the coin in the air. Everyone stares as it rises, then falls. It lands on the desk in front of me, turns for a few moments and then falls flat. Prem Kumar moves forward to look at it and announces, "It is heads!"
"Then my answer is A," I say. "There are drums." The correct answer appears on the screen for the last time.
"It is A," cries Prem Kumar. "Mr. Ram Mohammed Thomas, you have made history. You have won 1 billion rupees. Yes, 1 billion rupees."
The audience is going crazy. People are standing and clapping, shouting and dancing. This goes on for a few minutes until the cameras stop recording. Then, Prem Kumar looks across at me and smiles. I do not smile back. Then the producer, who looks very serious and worried, comes and takes Prem Kumar away with him.
"Wow! What a show! What a story! What a night! So, now I know how you won 1 billion rupees," says Smita.
"Yes, I've told you everything. All my secrets."
"Then I think I should tell you mine now. Aren't you wondering who I am and why I suddenly appeared in the police station?" she asks.
"Well, yes, but I decided to trust you and not to question something so good."
"I am Guria, the girl you helped in the chawl.
And don't feel bad that you pushed my father to his death. He didn't die. He only hit his head and broke his leg.
And that one event changed him. He never hit me or my mother again. For years I tried to find you, but you had disappeared. Then, yesterday, I saw your name in the newspaper and read that you had been arrested. I knew that there could only be one person with that name. So I came quickly. So, just think of this as a very small way that I can begin to pay you back for how you helped me."
I take Smita's hands in mine, and I begin to cry.
"I am so glad that you found me. I have got a lawyer, a friend, and a sister, all at the same time."
Smita smiles at me.
"All your troubles are now mine. I'll fight for you, just as you fought for me."